Is it blank card? That means, yeah. Okay, I think the last thing we were doing was where the Rambam discusses why people would have thought. He says he doesn't know why people would have thought he didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim as an actual fact. He says, and maybe you'll say because of what he says about the event of Tchias HaMesim in Yechezkel. So he says that's a machlokes in the Gemara. And he says we mentioned many times, we already mentioned in Perek Shnayis that anything that's a machlokes and doesn't come to Maisa, there's no psak on. Right? And you can come out either way. There's no psak on something like that. Okay. Okay, and we already we showed the mamorim that the people who come back to their bodies will eat and drink and procreate and die after a long life, like the lifespan that's found in the times of Mashiach. Okay, so like this, so that's all about Tchias HaMesim. It's an event that people will come back to life and live normal lives. But the chayim, the life that has no death after it, that chayim olam haba. Achar she'ein guf pohem. Because there's no body associated with that. She'anachnu namen via emes etol kol ben das she'olam haba nefashos mibli gufos kamalachem. It's because we believe that the olam haba, the next world, the ultimate gemul is an existence without a body. So he says, so then there's no death after something like that. Ubeyor zeh shehaguf omnam hu klal kalim lepulos nefesh. The guf is really just a conglomerate of kalim for the function of the person. I mean, the nefesh here doesn't mean the soul here. Kamosha is barzeh b'mofes. B'chol mashav b'guf yicholik al shlosha chalakim. Says the guf can be divided into three functions. Kalim shebehem yishalim hamazon. There are organs for eating, right? Like the stomach and the liver and the intestines. In the lower stomach, and then there are kalim for procreation, right? And then there are kalim shebohem tikun inyoni aguf ad sheyamtzi la'atzmo kol ma sheyitzdorech elav. So then there are kalim. There are organs that help the body get what it needs. Okay, like the eyes and the senses. Okay. That was those help to fulfill what the body needs, and without those, a person wouldn't be able to move towards his food or what he needs, or to run away from something that's dangerous. So that's the sum of the body, okay? That's the sum of the physical, is what is survival.
Seems like
as you might say, survival. What?
It seems like the third category can encompass the first two.
The third category helps the first two function.
Things that you need.
Like you need a stomach and a mouth. You have a whole digestive system, but if you can't sense out food and get it.
Okay, well what about like the respiratory system? What's the difference between?
I don't know if he had such an idea of respiratory system. I mean, unfortunately, their idea of respiratory system was a little.
Right, but I mean the delineation seems kind of.
They had a whole idea of.
Is it just based on science, or is it?
Well, respiratory system, I'd say, is part of the muzzle. That's part of sustenance, nourishment. Right? I mean, muzzle, it just depends how widely you want to define that term, muzzle. Doesn't mean. Now he says, and since. This is interesting. He says, and since a person can't get food without. Speaking of which. Okay? Since a person can't get food without a lot of a lot of malachos, that a lot of preparations for that day. You had to open up the freezer, see, pop it in, and it's ready.
The ketchup.
So you need to have a lot of preparations to get food. So now you need machshava v'histaklus. So there's an interesting thing in the Rambam. He's saying, where are you? Can't find it?
Well, no, I see it. I'm just wondering what he's doing.
Yeah. Now you need machshava v'histaklus, thought and intelligence. Nimtzalo akoach hasichli lizkor bo amalachos. So he says, in other words, you have to figure out how to do things. You have to figure out, and the way man is, he's not like an animal, just can go and graze. Man has to figure out how to accomplish his needs. So there he needs intelligence. For his survival, still for his survival, he needs intelligence. So man needs intelligence, he says, to survive. It's interesting. In terms of survival, he's saying, man needs a certain amount of intelligence. I mean, man is very weak. Man is physically very weak. Requires the intelligence to survive. Right?
It's more than just the weakness, right? It's meaning his instinct. If an animal
he's
falls,
weak
instincts.
In two ways. He's physically weak, and he needs the foods that he needs need preparation and a certain amount of skill in attaining. And then he says, and then you need hands and feet. What do you say? He says, now you need these natural, now you need these kalim to do these malachos. The hands and the feet. Because the feet are only for halicha. Alright. So where is he going with all this? So he's like this. Hine his bar shahaguf kulo tsarach mitziuso mipne tachlis achas vi kabalas amazon lahas modas haguf holodas hadome lahas modas min haguf hahu. He gives a very, so he says, what is the whole purpose of the body? What's the whole purpose? Haguf kulo tzorach mitziuso. The whole reason for the existence of the body, sounds like a funny kind of statement.
Yeah.
The whole reason for the existence of the body is just for one goal. To receive the food that keeps the body going. And to procreate and keep the min going. And he says, and when there's no reason for this, meaning say in Olam Haba, because there's no reason for a body anymore, so then there's no reason for the guf. Then there's no reason for the guf. Yeah. So what's the brain? So where does the brain fit into this picture? The brain. Well, the brain doesn't go to Olam Haba. I mean, he's saying there's something non-physical. There's a non-physical element. Some people call it the mind. Right? Mm. What do they call it? The
mind.
Right. Or the mind-body continuum. But he's saying, see, I think brain he means more the machshava and the histaklus, like he says in Shmar Prakam, like the ability to plan,
like the practical,
practical skills, craftsmanship, those types of things come from the intelligence of the brain. But he's saying that the soul is what perceives chachma. Soul perceives chachma. And that's an activity that doesn't require any body. So he's saying that if it's just going to be. So he says that what? He says since Olam Haba, like Chazal say, ain bo lo achilav lo shsiv lo tashmish. So then it means there's no guf. Shehu Yisbarach lo yamzi dover levatol klal, lo yasa dover ela mipnei dover. So God doesn't make anything for no reason. Okay, the things only exist for other causes. V'chalila lo v'chos sheyiyu pulosav hamisukonos kepulas ovdei hatzlonim. He says, otherwise you're going to say, chalila, you're going to say that God's work is like idolater's work. Why? Because it says about the idolaters, it says about their idols, it says they make idols that have eyes that don't see, right? And ears that don't hear, and noses that don't smell. Kain Hashem Yisale Itzel Elo. So then you're going to have to say God is similar. These people are going to say God is similar. Why? Because he makes bodies, meaning a varim, lo lasos behem masha nivru bavuro klal. So you can say God makes a body for a person to live without using those kalim. No, they say no, because everyone agrees. Ein bo lo achila v'lo shasiyah v'lo tashrish. That's a statement about Olam Haba. There's no physical activities. So now he's saying, just like David HaMelech says, the idolaters are silly because they make idols that have features that aren't real. They make the form of an eye, but it doesn't see, and the form of an ear, but it doesn't hear. So you're going to say God gives a person a body that doesn't do anything. He has a mouth that doesn't eat. He has a stomach that doesn't digest. Huh?
What about an appendix?
That's a good question. But let's not finish knocking these guys first. Don't let them out so easy with the appendix question. So he's saying that would be the problem here. If you would say that there's a goof, he says the ulai b'nei ha'olam haba etzel elo anoshim einam bali avarim amnam him goof makol ponim. Yeah. So he says, maybe they don't have Avonim. Now he's saying it would be. He's saying the whole purpose, all of the Avorim that a man has, you can reduce them to functional. All of the Avorim, the limbs and organs that a person have, serve a purpose of survival. That's what they serve. They serve the purpose of survival. Right? What's that? We don't know for what purpose. For the person to be here and the min to continue. But if you're going to say that there's going to be an existence with no need for a struggle to survive, so then all of those kalim, he says, are just levatala. So he says, then you're ascribing to God creations that are levatala. So he says, so maybe they'll think that man will exist just as a goof without any evarim. Maybe like a perfect circle. Yes, he says. He says, that's just silliness. That's just silliness. That's divrei schok. Mi yitein hacharei shacharishun tilem lechachma. They would be quiet. They'd be more intelligent. Yes. Okay. So he says like this. Vasiba bezeh keeps repeating this. Masha biyarnu. Why do people have this notion? Because people think the masses believe that there's no existence unless it's physical. Or what's in a body. And that which is not a body or a force in a body doesn't exist at all. That's what people think. And if anybody wants to strengthen the existence of something, they add physicality to it. Okay? They try to make it physical. Kvar zachayna mizeh klal rav. Yair Spain will explain this a lot in the Morning of them. All right. Alright, let's take the next chapter. So he says, but if you deny this, if a person denies the statement of Tchias HaMeisim, and he doesn't think it's possible, he doesn't think that the soul will return to the body, right? He doesn't think it's possible. Shezos hakosha, hakosha mevia lakosha sanflos. So he says the denial of tchias amesim is really leads to the denial of miracles. The hakosha san mofes kfira biker v'yetzia min ados. If a person denies miracles, then he's a kofa biker.
Al
So he says that's really why he chose Tchiyas HaMesim to be an Ikra. Because Tchiyas HaMesim is an Ikra, he's saying, because it's the... because if you would deny it, you would be denying miracles. If you deny it, you would be denying miracles. So it's not, again, it's not that you didn't choose Tchiyas HaMesim, not Tchiyas HaMesim per se. It's the, I haven't heard that long, in a long time. It's the, Mashiach, yeah, well, right. Right, so we said a similar thing about Mashiach, right? That it means it's not Mashiach per se, it's the belief in Haftacha, that the Haftacha of Hashem will be fulfilled. Okay, umishi yitzav yivchar ledaber aleinu soro liachis lanu das shelo namineu kmo sheyachshdu hanikia me'averos. So he says, if somebody wants to talk bad against us and to ascribe to us ideas that we don't believe in, like someone is choshed, like people who are choshed, one who is clean from iniquity, he wants to really twist our words until he says that we're chayev. And he'll have the din of any of a choshed b'ksherim. Kvar sofku gam kein anoshim bidvarenu b'sof achibur mokum she'amarnu dovazel l'shono. Alright, so what's that? So what are you saying about the choshed b'ksherim over here? What's the same about the choshed b'ksherim? He says that there's nothing in his works that say that indicate that the body, that the guf, that the nefesh will not return to the guf.
Right.
He says that if somebody wants to ascribe bad things to him, so then he'd be asud litin as adin, be like a person who is choshed in nikiyah me'averos. V'lo mishpat kol ish ra choshed b'ksherim. He will have the din of every ish ra who's choshed b'ksherim. Sin. Right. In other words, these people were not thinking it's a chait to deny Tchiyas HaMesim. They thought it's good to deny Tchiyas HaMesim.
Yeah.
Right? And they thought they were doing the Rambam a favor. Right? It's not like a person sees someone and says he's a thief. Right? That's a choshed b'ksherim. Well, what's interesting, the Rambam calls this a choshed b'ksherim. But he says one thing. He says, "V'yifarish divareinu b'feirish rachok." Says in order to ascribe this belief to the Rambam, he says it demands taking his words in a very far fetched way.
Yeah, I thought that's what you're saying with the analogy to the famous Ledim anyway.
Right, right. Now, the choshed b'ksherim he's saying is that there's nothing in the guy's actions that really would demand this type of a judgment, right? There's some distortion going on on the part of the observer. He's trying to find something. He wants to come out. He wants to say the guy's bad. So he looks and he takes things a certain way and he puts things in a certain light. Until he can convince himself of this judgment. So he's saying the distortion is coming from the... it's a willful distortion to arrive at a conclusion that you want. Right? He says that's what they're doing here too. Anyone who reads the Rambam, he says, and comes out and says that he denies, Tchiyas HaMesim is just coming at it with an agenda and trying to fit in their desired result into the Rambam, trying to twist things to get their desired result. He says that's evil. That's evil. Because you're just distorting the truth. Yeah. Okay, so he says it's not proper for a person to make a mistake after this biur and say that we believe all tchiyas ha'meisim in the Torah is a mashal. So some of them are true, like we mentioned, right, with the in Daniel. V'yeshmei mashal blow suffix. Some of them are suffix. Some of them we're just not sure what they mean. We're not sure if they're literal or if it's a mashal. Imhei mashal emes. V'kisher tistakel kol ma shezoch lechachomim min ha'andalusim mizeh. And if you look at everything that the Chachamim min ha'andalusim, who are the Andalusim?
Spain.
What? Spain. Uma shelifnei advar v'achareim b'kosav ahu yisbor l'chozeh. Okay. That some of them are MS, some of them are Marshall. Ve'in tzarech lon l'fi kavona zeh ha'maimer l'zeh ha'prat ki ha'inyonim lo nosif ha'mitosam b'chvol mileyem u'vishnosam pa'amim rabos. He says, things don't become more true because they're repeated. V'lo sechso b'shlo yikoflu v'lo yishonu. And things don't lack because they're not repeated. Okay, so he says, it doesn't matter if there's only one source. Doesn't matter if there's only one place in the Navi that says clearly Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's not a question, why doesn't it say it more times? That's not a question. If you have one clear proof to something, that's all you need. It doesn't become more true because it's said more times. V'ata yodea shezichron pinas hayichud v'u amro Hashem echad lo nichba b'Torah. Says the main idea of yichud, of Achdus Hashem, is only said once, Hashem Echad. V'achashe motzonu divrei ha'navi, sh'lo yisbelu b'ze perish. So once we found one statement in the Navi that can't be interpreted away, sh'yizkor shov ha'nefesh l'guf, kvar hodiya ha'sipur ha'navui b'ze. So now we know the statement. Now we have a divrei navi on this. V'lo sosef amita ze asiper kishtosim kol milas tchias tchia shebo b'mikra l'shov v'nefesh l'guf. Says it doesn't make sense now to run and to try to say now that every single time the navi talks about this expression of tchia that you have to now say it means tchias amesim. That's not proper. That's not the proper way to do it. Okay. You're not going to lack, he says. He says people felt like if they don't now say that every time it talks about Tchiyas HaMeisim that it's true, so then it's like you're saying you don't believe it. He says no. He says all you need is one time. Now the other things could be talking about other. Could be talking about a marshal. A lot of times, like the Meisei Yecheskel, it was a some say it was just a marshal for Klal Yisrael. That the whole goof, the goof itself was a marshal for Klal Yisrael, and that goof will come back to life. But the Nevuah people didn't actually come back to life at that time. V'lo sechzer amitas hasibur k'shtosim k'shtosim okulam milvad posik echad mashal. Doesn't do anything. You're not diminishing it. I mean, people do feel that way. That if you only have one posuk and every other posuk that talks about Tchiyas HaMeisim, you interpret it as a mashal, that's like denigrating it somehow, sort of reducing its veracity. He says, but that's illogical. If you have one proof, then it's true. It doesn't matter what the other psukim are talking about. Bo asipra nivui im pam achas im pam rabos. You have the divrei navi, whether it's one or many times. Uzcharu chachma Yisrael hakadumim v'chadoshim pamim ein lem mispar. And the Chachamim of the Chachma Yisrael, the early ones and the new ones, mention it many, many times. V'sparsein b'umaseinu v'hiskim olav. Shenefesh ha'odam toshuv laguf. V'zeh ha'inu anirtza b'tchiyas meitzim v'im lo yizkarei ha'chacham o mechaber. Now he says like this. Yeah. Now he says like this: Kvar sofku gamkin anoshim bidvarenu b'sof achiv b'makom sh'amarnu dover zeh l'shono. He says another place that people got confused was at the end of the Yad, because the Rambam says, don't think that the Melech HaMashiach needs to do miracles and to make and to be mechadish things, to create new things in the world, or that he has to bring back the dead. Okay, and he says we brought a riot to this, and some of the weak-minded people thought that this was saying there's no tchias amesim, right? Because he's saying the Mashiach doesn't have to do tchias amesim, and that it's so sir what we said in the parish of Mishnah, tchias amesim is a cornerstone of Torah. V'zekul mavar ein safik bo v'lo stira. This is all very clear. There's no steer at all. V'husha nachnu amarna. We said, Sh'amashiach lo yivukash mimenu shiyase mofes. It's not necessary for the Mashiach to do a miracle. We don't require of the Mashiach that he perform miracles. She'yivka, for like a sign, to split the ocean, or to bring back the dead, by way of a proof. That he is the Mashiach. Because we don't ask of him a proof, a sign, he says we don't ask from a Navi after he's established as a Navi, we don't ask anymore for signs. To everything they say. Huh? The Mashiach, no, he's going to be a Navi. He will be a Mashiach. What? Huh?
Saying once he's established, you don't need further signs.
Right.
Once he establishes himself.
Oh, so he establishes himself, that's how he establishes himself entirely. He has to make predictions, and every detail will come true. But that's just, he's saying that he doesn't need, he says, he was just talking about, he doesn't have to perform miracles to prove himself. V'lo yischayev mizah maimer shashem lo yichayev meisim b'ritzono kishirta ulemishirta. This doesn't mean that God won't bring people back from the dead. O bimei ha-mashiach olafan of acharim also. So we don't know when. Before, in his time, after his death. Sof dover ein bedvarein b'chochi b'reinu mashi yisupak al odam me'anshi ha'ion. Rak al ha-talmidim ha-maschilem. He says, it says, bottom line, there's nothing in anything that the Rambam wrote that would really, cause a doubt in any intelligent person as to his belief in Tchias HaMeisim. Only like a beginning learner might get mixed up. Okay, and he says, and also, people were confused, people made a mistake, were in doubt, because we said like this, because the Rambam says that the famous statement, "V'gor ze'evim keves, v'arye kabokar yochal teven," so the Rambam says that that's a mashal. So it says, in the time of Mashiach, the lion and the lamb will lie down together, right? And the wolf and the lamb, and the lion will eat grass, will eat hay. Like a cow. So the Rambam says that's all a mashal. It's a mashal for the nations, that the nations will stop being aggressive towards the Jews. V'zeh lo anachnu levad amarnu. He says we're not the only ones say that the pasuk is a mashal. He says kvar kidamunu lavonaza inyan anshi atavuna minam farshim for Reb Moshe Gay Katila, the Ibn Balam, Tichron of Racha. So there's many mafarshim that had this pshat that it's a mashal. Sofad varim yorer love. So it's because the end of the pasuk proves that it has to be a mashal, because it says lo yoreyu v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kachi ki molo haaretz deya as Hashem. He says none of these wild beasts will cause harm on or destruction in all of my holy mountain, because the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of God. He says, Hine kvar nosan ho'ila, it gave the cause. B'yosam oz bilti chomsim v'lo mazikim. It says in the Pasuk, why will there be no more aggression? Because l'daitam Hashem, just because of God, because of knowledge of God. So he says like this, Hasriu atem, kahal Yisrael, mishi yesh lo seichel, sheyiyeh mitzayir. So he says, you should warn yourself. I mean, this is the Kahal Yisrael who has knowledge. That does it make any sense that the lion in our day is rebellious, and that's why he tears up his prey, because he's a sinner. And then in time of Mashiach, he's going to do tshuva, and he's going to recognize his Creator, and he'll realize that it's not right to be aggressive, not nice to kill the wildebeest, and then he's going to start eating grass. Says this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. So that's why we said that the pasuk is a mashal. What?
Aren't treif animals bad?
Are treif animals bad? I don't know. We do it.
We're treif.
We're treif. But it's not because it's not like the lion is missing das. It's not like the lion is missing Yediyas Hashem, and then he's going to learn, and he's going to realize that. Yeah, the whole thing is preposterous.
Well, like
they don't get a schar. They don't get an onesh. They're not. There's no bechira.
Like really, chassidus should be a nice bird, but it's a mean bird. So because it's a mean bird,
it's not mean. That's not true. All of these things have been nice and mean. It's not true. That's just a human projection. That's just a projection.
So why do we care if chassidu only discusses it with his friends? Why should we care?
That's a lima. It's a mushal. It's not real. Yeah, it's not real midos. The animals don't have real midos. They don't have midos in the sense that people have midos. Like I was telling somebody that you take these animals that look like they have these birds. They have these birds in the Galapagos Islands. That they have a little. They don't really have a nest. It's sort of like a colored circle, and the babies stay in that circle. And they'll take very good care of the babies, but if the baby goes out of that circle, they'll just let it starve to death. It could be 2 inches away. They'll just let the bird starve to death. But when it's in that circle, they act like it looks like they really love their child. It's all instinct. I mean, it's instinct. I'm not saying that some of the higher animals do seem to really have emotions. They get depressed. But that's right. But it's instinct. It's instinct. I mean, the ants are not. They're not hard workers. They're not. They're not like. They don't have a work ethic. It's not like that.
They don't go
it's
on
not
strike
like
when the queen doesn't pay them well.
Not like that. But certainly, das is not the key factor. He says, you can't say the lion now. That's his whole system. The lion couldn't survive on Tevin. And lion couldn't. That's what he is. He has to eat meat. What are you hooked on this chassida? It's one animal. I have thousands and thousands of animals.
but don't we even find like in the floor representing bad midos?
Representing bad midos?
Like it's like one
the basyana. You mean the basyana? Like the ostrich. The ostrich doesn't take care of its young. Right. Yeah, but that means for us. If a person were to act like an ostrich, we would say it's a terrible person. But it's a wonderful ostrich. Right?
Right.
It's a mushal. It's a mushal. People clean cleanliness like a cat. I don't know.
You don't
want
to look
I wouldn't
want to.
Yeah, I mean. It's not exactly. It's not exactly the same. But certainly he says the statement of the Navi that the animals won't kill each other because they'll have das of God, they'll have Yedias Hashem, doesn't make any sense. So it doesn't make any sense because that means now they're only killing each other because they don't have das. Like he says, the lion is a chote now, and that's why he's Torev. But then he's going to do tshuva. He's going to do tshuva. It's ridiculous. Yeah, he says, Vatilem chozus hakol gedivrei ha-sefer ha-chosim. He says, everything is like a closed book. In other words, if you don't have any intelligence, everything's a closed book. Avol anach lekvar be'arnu ze'ein v'perek mi'sefer mar nevuchlam. Uvachibor be'arnu rayosenu hagluya ma'amram. Shemosa Mashiach ein bo dover mishinoi seder bereishis. He says, but the main proof is, because Chazal say, that Yemosa Mashiach is not going to have any changes of the laws of nature. Right, Shmuel says, Ein, Bein, he says, the only difference between now and Yemosa Mashiach is Shibud Malchus. Shibud Malchus. Shibud Malchus, the reign of the foreign reign. The political autonomy. Yeah.